What's up, y'all? It's Mike Pierce, a.k.a. Mike the Movie Guide. It's time for another audio movie review, 2012's The Hunger Games. Yeah, I know it's been a minute. I checked this movie out a while back. Took my sister to go see it, actually. And she is a fan of the books. So she was really excited to see the movie. After watching it, I asked her what she thought about it. And she was a little disappointed in the film just for the fact that she said there was a lot of little things in the book that were not even shown in the movie. Her complaint wasn't like, oh my God, they left so much out. It was like little things. And I'm actually reading the book, the first one, and I've only made it chapter 8. And for me, I can't compare the books to the movie just yet, but I know from chapter 1 to 8, there are little things in there. I'm like, hey, that's not happening. Like little pin, she didn't get that pin like that. So I could see where my sister was kind of ticked off about. Personally, me, I don't understand the big hype in the movies and the books, but I am in the process of reading the book. So I guess maybe when I finish the first and the second and third one, I'll be right there with everybody else. But when it comes to the movie, it's an entertaining movie. Let me tell you about The Hunger Games. If you didn't check it out, if you're like living under a rock and you're like one of the last people on earth that didn't check this out when it came out. And the movie's about a group of districts. I call them like little cities. I guess there was a big giant war, and the government, which is I guess it's called the capital, decided to kind of put everybody in its place, totally destroyed one of the districts, and then the districts are separated by, I guess the way I look at it, poor, medium to rich, like totally rich. So, you know, these districts are kind of hurting in some of them, and then some of them are like really rich, but you get what I'm talking about. It kind of reminded me of, well, either way, so every year they have the Hunger Games, which they get two people from each district to compete on a live television show, kind of like Running Man. I don't know, some of y'all might remember Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, but basically the people get to watch this Olympics, and it's like, you're not winning medals, you're pretty much fighting to the death. Only one person is going to survive. So they select their two from their district. They get trained by a certain person, and then they get sponsorships, and it's a big giant deal. And then they get thrown on this island, and pretty much it's one big giant video game, because the capital could control all the stuff, the environment, when stuff arrives. I don't want to ruin it if you haven't seen it. But it's pretty good. It's a little over 2 hours long. It actually hits DVD, Blu-ray, digital download on August 18th. So I'm sure you're going to start seeing all the commercials coming up on TV soon, and everyone's going to be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. It's got a great cast. Lenny Kravitz is in it, which is cool. Let's see what else. But it is an entertaining movie. It's a fun movie to watch. Like I said, I don't understand the hypeness for this, but I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens in the second book, in the third book, in the second movie, in the third movie, right? I guess, maybe, right? I hope it gets better. Anyways, but like I said, August 18th, The Hunger Games. It's definitely worth checking out. I believe I'm probably going to add it to my DVD collection. It's a good movie. I was entertained. 3.5 out of 5 popcorns is what I give The Hunger Games. That's my rate, my popcorn rating. 3.5 out of 5 popcorns for The Hunger Games. And like I said, August 18th, put it in your calendar so you can go pick this movie up or watch it, whatever you want to do. That's pretty much it for this movie review for The Hunger Games. Check me out on Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy, and my blog, iwatchmike.com. Peace.